Elon Musk wants to back out of the $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. So the social media company took him to court to make him follow through on the purchase. Most legal observers say Twitter has a pretty good case, but a whistleblower complaint may have just improved the chances that the world's richest man can get out of the deal. NPR's Raquel Maria Dillon is here to help us understand why. Welcome.
Thank you.
So Elon Musk is hoping that this, you know, whistleblower could give him a boost in court. Why is that?
Well, because the federal regulatory complaint from Twitter's former head of security, Peter Mudge Zatko, says that Twitter has some serious problems. His complaint says Twitter doesn't protect user data and didn't insulate itself from foreign influence. And basically, that makes the company look like a dumpster fire, cybersecurity-wise. It means it could be in violation of regulatory orders and at risk of getting hacked. These allegations are a gift to Musk. His team of attorneys is now switching gears and using Zatko's claims to help build a better legal defense.
So how does this help Musk exactly?
Well, legal experts say his original arguments were pretty flimsy. Previously, he claimed that Twitter wasn't forthcoming about how it counts spam bots or fake accounts on the platform. But Musk chose not to check the company out before he agreed to buy it. It's called due diligence. Twitter is standing by its statements about account estimates, and it claims the bot argument is just irrelevant. But now there are serious public accusations that Twitter is dysfunctional and there could be regulatory penalties, meaning Twitter could be on the hook for fines. Musk's lawyers are now arguing that this makes the company damaged goods and could even be considered fraud. It's definitely not what he had signed up to buy for $44 billion. So he has subpoenaed Zatko and sent another termination letter asking to get out of the merger for all of these brand new reasons.
So can he actually switch up his legal arguments at this point in the case?
Well, that is up for a judge in Delaware to decide. She has to sign off on Musk's attempt to switch gears. Here is business law professor Ann Lipton from Tulane University. She says this is pretty rare.
I can't even think of anything like precedent for it. I mean, this whole new thing happened right in the middle. And it's part of the reason it happened was because Musk didn't do due diligence. I mean, nobody buys a company without doing due diligence.
So if the judge agrees to hear Musk's new claims out, she'll probably also have to delay the trial from October to November. The court has to consider the new filings about Zatko's allegations, but at the same time, it's supposed to move quickly. Companies come to this court, specifically the Delaware Chancery Court, to resolve corporate disputes because they want to avoid uncertainty and costly delays.
So, Raquel, can we just kind of step back for a moment? You know, Musk was the person who went after Twitter. The company wasn't trying to get him to buy it. He, on his own, decided this is what he wanted to do. Why is there this big fight right now to make him make good on the deal?
Well, as a social media platform, Twitter plays an outsized role in public discourse. But financially, it has not been that profitable. Its board is responsible for providing maximum value to its shareholders. So when Musk came around with $44 billion to buy it back in April, that seemed like a pretty good deal to the board. Today, it seems like an even better deal for the stockholders, at least. And who knows what harm might come given these security allegations when it comes to Twitter's bottom line going forward. So right now, Musk seems like the best chance Twitter has.
NPR's Raquel Maria Dillon, thank you.
My pleasure.